Hello and welcome to Nature's Remedies. This is Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is licorice root. Yes, the same plant found in the dark, chewy candy is indeed a frequently used medicinal herb. Perhaps the most wonderful attribute of licorice is its sweet flavor, since many of the herbs used medicinally have flavors that are often disagreeable to people. One of licorice's uses is to help mellow out the bitter and pungent herbs. The Chinese herbalists especially are known for putting licorice in most of their often complex formulas. Licorice is especially known for its soothing effect on inflamed mucous membranes, such as the throat, lungs, and stomach. It actually could be used along with many tonic and acute herbs, including Siberian ginseng, astragalus, and golden seal. It's wonderful for coughs due to its soothing nature on irritated tissue, and for the same reason can help with symptoms of gastric reflux. Another entirely different realm of licorice's usefulness is for fatigue, especially related to those stress glands, the adrenals, being depleted. Even chronic fatigue syndrome can be helped by licorice. The main caution with licorice is the potential to elevate blood pressure, so consult your doctor first if you have a history of hypertension. And don't take more than 6 medium-sized capsules a day for longer than a month. A licorice product that deals with this is DGL, which takes out the energy-boosting part of the licorice for people to take for digestive problems like reflux. Some of the other properties licorice has amazingly shown are antibacterial and antiviral, anti-allergenic, expectorant for coughs, anti-inflammatory in general, and even as a protector of liver damage. In fact, licorice has shown anti-cancer effects in experiments with mice. 20 to 60 drops of the liquid extract or tincture, 1 to 4 times a day, are some dosage possibilities. By the way, that red chewy candy has no licorice in it at all. Maybe next week I'll talk about the healing powers of cherry. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.